Your mind of God, you want your kids to follow? I'm bad company, don't look up to me. I'm not the kind of person you should ever want to be. You want a role model? I'm not a role model. Take a look, your mind of God, you want your kids to follow? I'm bad company, don't look up to me. I'm not the kind of person you should ever want to be.
Hi.
Hey guys.
This is Strokes.
And Khadeezy.
Welcome to the Black Table, episode 15.
Isn't that really?
Crazy? Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. But yeah, we made it.
We made it.
Through the wilderness. Somehow we made it through.
Mama made it.
Do you remember, maybe you don't remember, but in like 2003 or 4, there was supposed to be a movie called Mama, I Want to Sing. It was based off a play. And get this, it was starring Sierra and Countess Vaughn.
Whoa.
Yes.
No, I don't think anyone remembers that.
Don't.
You and them.
Walk away from me.
We have to sound better than her.
We gotta take this shit on the road then. Because she was almost in a musical movie. And I think they even filmed it and everything.
Yeah, well, that's probably before she had all like the voice issues and stuff.
Everyone, please look up Mama, I Want to Sing, Countess Vaughn, Sierra, and please just fact check me because I'm not gonna do it myself. But I do remember that because I was a big Parkers fan.
Yeah, I was too.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And we'll probably get it back into that somehow during the show today. But anyway, how have you been?
I've been good. Actually, right now I'm feeling like I just ate a big lunch.
Yeah.
Some beef stew.
She's asleep.
So I'm like, you know, just barely here, hanging on.
It smelled good. Even though there was beef.
I don't know. I just went up to normal things, you know, just living in my head and whatnot.
We thought we saw fake Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That was a wild thing.
Yeah. I mean, it really did look like her from the photo.
Like, there was a white, I'm assuming she's white lady, and she had the big forehead, and she had these braids, and this look, and it was just like...
And Rachel does hair braiding for a living.
Yeah,
now.
It just looked like Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
But we looked at her face, and it was just like... Rachel Dolezal, I don't say that she's ugly, but this lady was ugly. So, unless it's TV magic or something, those eyebrows were not.
Yeah, it wasn't her.
Yeah, it wasn't her.
It's just so interesting.
But the dude that was with her was a black guy, and he completely looked like one of the black guys that would date Rachel Dolezal after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like one of those, like, you know.
It's just crazy what she did. But anyway, let's go.
Anyway, I have been enjoying the fall weather. I don't know. I don't have any.
It just
updates.
Started like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
so you
I know.
Just started
I
enjoying
seriously
weather.
Came alive just 2 days ago because I fucking hate summer. You know what I mean? Like I can't
you
with sweating.
Good
I don't
backyard
understand.
For fall weather though. Like,
it is. I've been sitting out there too.
Fire pit.
Look, my door's been open all day, letting my dog stay in the backyard all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, fall is where I come alive. Fall and winter.
Ew, winter.
I like winter too.
I get like seasonally depressed with snow. As long as there's like
oh
not
my
a lot
god,
of it.
I love snow. We have a lot of ice here though.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as it just doesn't go on too long. I'm still having like flashbacks from college, you know, being in Wisconsin. So
that sounds awful.
Just you know, we made it work. We drank a lot, but
yeah.
If I had like actually lived there now, I would just actually be an alcoholic because
yeah, that's
just
all
no,
you can do.
Yeah.
But at least you get to wear nice clothes.
I guess.
Don't you love winter and fall clothes?
Sure.
That's my colors and shit like that. I don't know. I've actually been watching like a lot of YouTube like style people, whatever. Not that I'm gonna be buying like H&M anything. I only thrift everything, but it's like nice to see inspiration.
Yeah.
I guess I'm getting into that kind of stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess this kind of goes into our topic of the day, which is like role models, because I've never really like paid attention to what other people do. Really? You know what I mean? Like, I've never been like, oh, someone's doing that, I want to do that too. But
yeah.
Like with clothes, it's like, oh, well, I have access to that.
A lot of us get inspiration from others. No one's like waking up super original.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, but the look is someone has done it at this point in time.
Yeah, it's all about twisting it, I guess. But I wanted to talk about role models today because I guess I've heard recently, like, somebody was talking about the Brandy Cinderella and how monumental that was, seeing that on TV and, like, seeing themselves and things like that. And then I was just kind of thinking back, like, have I seen myself? Like, do I remember seeing myself growing up on TV and stuff like that? And I don't think I've seen, like, someone just like me ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't.
Hmm.
Like, how do you feel? Who were you, like, modeling yourself after as a kid? Because mine was just fucking Monique.
Like, I mean, a lot of the, like, younger years, like, Disney princesses, like, Pocahontas. Like, right. I was her for, like, 2 years in a row. The Power Rangers. Not, like, you're, like, I wasn't obsessed with, like, I'm not, like, I'm well, obsessed I don't even want to, like, Power dig Rangers. Into that. Yeah,
because I'll get started.
But, like, you know, those are, I'm just thinking about, like, all my Halloween costumes, you know, Power Rangers, Tinkerbell, like, Disney cartoonish. I don't know. Like,
what's crazy about that is that none of them are black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And someone was talking on another podcast. They're like, you know, you go from being a child, like watching Disney, and then something happens, you turn 12, and it's like, okay, well, read Color Purple. It's like, oh, shit. Like, now we just got to get straight to it. There was never like a tween, well, not a very long tween thing. I guess since I've been thinking about it, I was remembering things like Cousin Skeeter and like One on One and things like that, like the UPN show. Shows, yeah. Whatever. But other than that, I don't think that we really had, besides Raven Simone, we never really had some star in our like formative years that was like black. And, you know, she's not even black anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Black or gay or, you know, big or whatever. Like, there's never been like an overall like person like that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't think so. Like, I'm struggling to find anyone that comes to mind, so.
But I think everyone does have to, like, have something to model themselves after or, like, draw inspiration from somewhere. So where did you get that when you were growing up?
From, like, reading. So when I'd read a book, I just envisioned myself as the character, even if it wasn't like, even if they were described as like a pale, freckle, redhead, whatever.
Right.
Just
recast it.
You know, right. It recast it to me and like the people in my life. So reading provided a way for me because it was just me being creative and I don't know.
Do you remember what your favorite book was growing up? Or like what your what's your favorite book off the top of your head, like from the past? Maybe it's not like the best book, but what was like your favorite moment like reading it?
So this is way before the movie came out, so The Lovely Bones was like a really good book that I read it back in high school, so that's not like too young, but it was just really good the way I envisioned it, and like the movie wasn't the same, but like in my mind it was just like, wow, this is powerful. But
I never read The Lovely Bones.
Yeah,
everyone around me did when the movie came out, but I just
well no I read it in high school, so like I said, there wasn't a movie. But
in my grade school we had to read Shakespeare every year, and so it was just like young adult, like all that kind of stuff just completely has missed me, because like I didn't read for fun, you know what I mean? And that like like you said, like I couldn't insert myself into a lot of the young adult stories because it's usually about a young girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And if I want to read about a black kid or whatever, it's like always like a slave or something like that.
Right.
It's like, man, like who is like me? Like who can I like look to like draw inspiration from now? Thank God for TV, I guess. Now there's like a bunch of boys who can like see EJ Johnson or something. You know what I mean? Maybe not him. Maybe not him. Maybe not him. Maybe exactly. Not him. But I don't know. It was just like something I thought of. So I was looking at like my list in my head of like who I looked up to. And I was like just realizing that a lot of it came from my family. You know, because those are, I mean, they're one immediate, you know, and then also you see what their day to day is, not so much just what their successes are. Like Raven Simone, and I only saw when she was on TV, you know what I mean? Or even being a character.
Right.
So if I saw her day to day, I guarantee.
Ew, speaking of Raven Simone.
Go like, for it.
What's his name? The Orlando guy?
He was the closest. Like, that's another close thing. Him and Corey.
What he, like, became.
What is he, like a crackhead?
I think he's definitely on some kind of drugs, but have you seen, like, these crazy videos that he's posted? Like, he's just rambling, him and his girlfriend. And then there was one where he's talking about, like, eating out Raven Simone, and then her Ariel. It was, like, all this, like, really gross stuff. And he's definitely, like, on something. Anyway, that came to mind. That's sad.
Those young black men were, like, the closest thing to me physically and, like, attitude, whatever the characters were, like, the closest things to me growing up. But, I mean, like, if you look at like your formative years, in my mind the tween era had nothing to do with who I am today. You know, like that was just like a skipped period. A lot of people like hold on to trauma or whatever experiences from those times, and for me that wasn't even important.
I think even like I don't know, like being young, I don't think I looked at someone and said, that's a role model to me. Like if mm-hmm. I had to use those exact words, I think I just like made things in my head, pulling from a book or a show or something, and just created what I wanted my life to be, or, you know, what mm-hmm. my inspiration was. It was never like, wow, I really look up to you. I don't know. It's like, as yeah. a child, that's just how I felt. Like,
do you find it easier to look up to people now?
Yeah. I find it easier to look up to people now because I have a better understanding of the world and, mm-hmm. you know, I've lived a little. So I just feel like, yeah, I get things more versus then. So
I think that's why, like, being a kid and looking up to people was kind of hard, because it's like, this is really great. This is cool. And this is like inspiring. Look how big that house is, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Usually has something to do with money.
Yeah.
But when you get a little bit older, you kind of see not only just the success and like the showmanship, but mm-hmm. you also see the work that had to be put in. Like, you can tell, like, this took a lot of work. This took a lot of time. And now this person is where they are today.
Exactly.
You
know,
because of that. And it's interesting because you can finally, like, you could take those same steps. I mean, you won't have the same advantages.
Right.
Anybody could try to be Beyonce, but you're not going to be as pretty as Beyonce. Now you already have a Beyonce.
I mean, with all these surgeries, you probably can do something.
Ooh, that's very true. Because a lot of people can be shaped
new
like
world.
A lot of different things.
Okay. It's crazy.
Because a lot of girls look like Coke bottles, and they used to look like this microphone. Right. So I don't know. I wanted to know, nowadays, who do you look up to and why?
I mean, it's probably cheesy, but I definitely look up to my mother in the sense of, like, having three young kids before she was like 20 something, you know, what she did to make sure we had food on the table, to make sure like that we had everything that we needed,
mm-hmm.
you know, because in my mind, I'm so like in my life, I'm so hectic and stressed out with like, I couldn't even imagine bringing in a kid, even though I want to. But I don't know that I would mentally, I feel like I would just go crazy thinking about all the things that you need to do to prepare for a child, you right. know? I love Black women that just paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Oprah, Beyonce, you know, because these are lanes that we weren't even allowed in just a few years ago. And to me, it's so important that not only are they in those lanes, they own it, they control it. They're the most powerful person in those lanes. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
So
people that pop up only because they saw them.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? Some of my friends, like ones that are becoming dentists and ones that are working out in the community, like they, mm-hmm. they're my role models in the sense of like just being so selfless, you mm-hmm. know? And I don't know.
I mean, there's a good heap. Like I said, with age, I feel like there's a good sample size of mm-hmm. what you can draw from and stuff like that. While you were talking, I was just thinking about my little list that I just came up with, like people that I looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And mine, probably number one, came up when I was what? I was probably like 16 or so.
Yeah.
My aunt passed away when I was a sophomore, right? I think so. Sorry, I'm getting my timeline messed up. Anyway, but my aunt passed away, and then when cleaning up her apartment, like cleaning everything out, whatever, I was just finding so many things that I felt like resonated with me, and I was like, this person is so like me. Like, she was single her whole life. My whole family has been single their whole life. That's the whole thing. Like, not like single, but like not married.
Right.
It's like, I got it. She was like that. She was like, I got it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So very independent, very creative, very eclectic. I actually have something in my apartment, or in the studio, I mean, of
right.
hers that I want to show you, just so you can get an idea of like,
oh shit, the studio doors are opening. This is a live moment.
So
what is this?
Yeah, it's a serving tray that I got a couple of her items, whatever.
Yeah.
And this was her serving tray that she used in her kitchen.
Okay. Let me see this.
It's a serving tray that has a picture of a vagina and butthole that says, come and get it.
Oh,
and it's just like out of straight, just humor. It's like her humor was so vulgar.
Right.
She loved listening to like comedy albums and like all those like classic Black movies. She introduced me to Harlem Nights and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. She is just so me. And then like on the independence thing, like I find myself like kind of rejecting help and company sometimes, because it's mm-hmm. like, I got it, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know, that's like become my role model. I mean, on the success side of things, it's, or like the celebrity side of things, I guess I'd say it's people like James Baldwin, the author, who's black and queer and a complete activist and just like so vocal and so strong and brave. And
yeah,
that's something that I really look up to. And then, like you said, like Oprah and Beyonce, the, you know, like Denzel Washington and like those kind of people that kind of just pave ways to like,
yeah,
make black people the, be in the forefront, have always been interesting to me. I think I wrote down a white person. Chuck Palahniuk. He's an author.
No idea who that is.
He wrote Fight Club. And he wrote a bunch of different movies. And when you were talking about books, I was thinking about my favorite reading experience. And it was one of his books called Snuff. And it's about a woman who is an ex-porn star who is trying to break the record of sleeping with the most men in one day. And the story is about the people that are in line or working in the, the studio that is handling the thing. And it's very interesting.
That's crazy.
Anyway, and then now there's like new people popping up day to day. Like I said, like my YouTube people that I'm starting to follow, like those kind of people, not so much role models in the sense, but, like I want to live like you, but it's like, I like that you've taken your style and made it your brand and things like that. Or that you've taken your your hair and made it your brand. Seriously, you know what I mean? Things like that.
I was just on YouTube looking, you know, cause I'm trying to like do not necessarily meal prep, but just not spend so much money going out for food. And there's all these black women who have really made it their brand. They have like 500,000 followers just by like putting their hair and food.
Just doing what they do.
You know, just doing what you do.
Yeah.
Like literally going to the kitchen, putting something on the pot, and taking us through the steps.
Yeah.
And they have thousands of views.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, just one more person who I have to like name drop because I'm like so just like over the years I've been following this person and just kind of like amazed at the steady growth.
Yeah.
And that's Issa Rae from Aqua Black Girl series. I used to watch that when it was on YouTube, and now she's coming out with Insecure on HBO.
Yeah.
And it's just like the, like I always make a joke about, you know, my story is going to be an HBO, you know, show or something like that. because until Issa Rae's Aqua Black Girl, or I guess besides that, for me, I don't really know much about these web series. I know there's a zillions of them. And if you guys know good web series that I would kind of like, send it to us.
Yeah.
That's stuff that I love. But I'm not really aware of those kind of black stories. And so I just end up seeing what mass media or good online marketing shows me. And so Aqua Black Girl luckily was good online marketing for me. Other than that, it was like Girls, the show by Lena Dunham. And it's like,
I watched that for one season.
I watched the whole thing because when it came on, I related to Lena Dunham's character, Hannah Horvath, a white Jewish rich girl. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's not me. That's not, like, we need representation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To form these role models, to form, like, these, or to at least outline the dream a little bit. You know what I mean?
And just showing different, that we can be in different roles. That, you know, just because we're black, we're not all the same. And, you know, we all don't come from the same backgrounds and that, those are, it's very important.
Yeah.
I mean, the young people right now, like, what is that? What a time to be alive. That is like so true for everything that they get to experience that we definitely didn't. And we're not even like that much older than them.
Can you imagine growing up and being able to like have all the information that
I cannot, young people have? I cannot. Like, I can't.
And it's such a good time to be a black kid.
Yeah.
Like I don't, we didn't have this.
For the, you know, on certain parts, you know.
Well, yeah. Like, yeah, certain levels. But I mean, levels, like you have so many young black people going up for other young black people.
Exactly.
We didn't have the internet in that kind of capacity.
That's
you know?
What my niece told me over the weekend. Like she's like, find a way for me to get on TV and YouTube. Because she literally, she's of the age where she watches kids play with toys on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's like a thing. That's really a thing. Anyway, she's like, I want to like be on YouTube. Cause she's these kids. They have their like music videos and they look like, when I say look like her, they just look really regular.
Yeah.
You know, which is good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, anyone can do it. You know, you just, I don't know. So I thought that was really cute that, what is she like, four? And she's like, I want to do this stuff. So
it's great. I think like fostering that and making that be a thing could form, can build confidence like back to episodes ago, you know, like you are now someone's role model.
Yeah.
Probably this show itself has built my confidence too. Just like hearing people like, oh, I listen to the show. I love the show.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Absolutely.
And people like asking about how to start podcasts from listening to this little thing. You know what I mean? I'm like, this
In our $1 million studio.
in our $1 million studio with our zillions of sponsors and things like that. It's just nice. Like, it's just like,
too. And it makes you think, like, for someone like me who would just like react to things and just not think, it makes me put just those extra steps and just like, you know, not just being crazy.
Like, what would so-and-so do? Right. What would Beyonce do?
Oh man, like, I'm seriously in a food coma. I'm like, it's pissing me off.
Well, speaking of being pissed off, did you watch the debate last night?
I watched part of it through Periscope because, you know, I don't have cable.
Twitter had a thing. Like, it was like,
I already had my link.
Oh, so. Okay.
From all my awards, I have my links.
Sure. So what were your thoughts on the debate?
I mean, I just felt like they didn't really talk too much about the issues. It was more like a pissing contest. And it's, I can't believe, like, we allowed these two people. This is, like, what I'm thinking the whole time. These two people are who we've allowed to become our presidential candidates. Like, I mean, I'm just dumbfounded. That's how I felt. Especially Donald Trump. Like, how does this, how does he continue to get away with the shit that he says? He's not very intelligent. He's not. Like, if he didn't come from money, he would be nowhere because he is just an idiot.
I don't understand how one can be on the fence about this because these are just the way that they handle topics or issues are just so polarized and so different. Like, there is no gray area besides, like, money and, like, the want to invest in, like, war. Other than that, it's just kind of like, I don't understand how you could not know which one you're going to vote for by now. And let's just get to November and make it happen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
let's just get it over with.
Like,
either way, we're all fucked, especially black people.
But I am going to vote. I just cannot believe that this is what it's come down to. He is so disgusting as a human. And then when you go and look at all these polls and it's like, oh, Donald Trump won. And it's just like, you're literally questioning our intelligence because we watched the fucking debate and we sat there and saw a man who couldn't even form sentences at all. Like, he would repeat himself. He sound like he just, I cannot believe it. And he controls the media some kind of way because, like, I think I told this story before on here, like, the last election with Obama and Mitt Romney, it was like the media was showing that, you know, it was neck and neck and neck and neck. And then as soon as the election was over, they're like, yeah, actually it wasn't. Like, it was just like propaganda or some shit. It's just like, this is what I feel like is going on right now.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. It's just the vocal minority for Trump. And that's why it seems like he's doing well. But there's no way that freaking trash. I don't even know.
I just really hope everyone's smarter than to let him get in office. But I mean, if they're letting him in office, then America deserves Trump.
Yeah. Then if that's what we allow,
that's what our America
absolutely
is,
deserve it.
I mean, we're all fucked either way. You know what I mean? Shit, we have a black president and look what's happening right now. So it's not like anyone's going to press a magic button and fix everything. It's just that the probability of everything getting worse by one candidate getting in versus the other is so much higher.
Absolutely.
So let's just be fucking smart. Especially, and I don't think anyone listening to a podcast called The Black Table is going to be a Trump supporter. But if you are a Trump supporter,
leave.
Yeah, just leave. It's just never going to be. We're never going to rock like that.
Yeah.
It's never going to work.
It's not even like about, you know, Democrat, Republican at this point. It's about like an evil man. He's like, did you see the what was like a little video that came out from the Miss Universe of I forget what year, but she was like Miss Venezuela. And then she became Miss Universe the first year that Donald Trump like owned the organization. And she was like 117 pounds or something. And I guess like she gained to be about 160, 170, which for her height, it really didn't look bad or whatever. So he would call her fat, Miss Piggy, all these like really nasty things. Then one day he's like, you need to go to the gym or I'm gonna like cut you. So he sent her to the gym. She goes to the gym and there's all these media people that are watching her, filming her working out, like this like frenzy. And she's just, you know, trying to be at the gym and they're literally inside of the gym. And basically she was saying for all these years, you know, she developed eating disorders, all this, you know, resentment against him. He's an evil man. He never even paid her. She was supposed to get 10% of all the appearances and things that she did. She never got paid. She finally became a US citizen this year. And she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna vote for him. And I'm excited to like, you know, slap him with that. You know, so he's just, it's just so many stories. Like, there's all these allegations of sexual assault against him.
How can we have
a president that, and we just, I mean, we already treat sexual assault and rape like nothing
right.
in this world.
Yeah. Isn't there just an obvious choice? Like, whether you like her or not, isn't it just kind of obvious that we can't have that man in the office?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there are powers that a president has that he would totally abuse and fuck up. Yeah. And, like, we're in the age range right now where shit that the president does or says affects us directly.
Absolutely affect.
Look at Obamacare, you know, new home buyer. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get your first home, you get $10,000 just because you're a first home buyer. That's Obama. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there are things that affect us directly. That motherfucker better not get in office. And if he does, I don't have a game plan. I don't have, like, an exit strategy, but we'll have to formulate something.
I mean, we're not safe anywhere else.
No, not at all.
We're definitely staying in America.
I mean,
I'm not going anywhere because they're doing the same shit to black people, people of color, everywhere, especially. Yeah.
If not worse.
I don't know.
Man, I heard some stories about Canada. About them people.
I was like, that is so disappointing.
It
like,
is, because don't they have fresh water?
Right.
Man, shit.
Apparently not.
Anyway.
Man, we don't have fresh water anywhere right now.
All right, the next thing I wanted to talk about is kind of on your side of things mm-hmm. of entertainment.
Yeah.
So I watched Robin Black China's show.
Robin China.
Can you please explain to me why this version of reality TV is considered entertainment? I've seen, like, when reality TV first came out, it was like Big Brother, and right. it got really popular around, like,
Real World,
College Hill, Jersey Shore, I think was, like, for me, Jersey Shore was, like, the end of it. That was, like, you can't get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Robin China, first of all, the graphics on the show, if you guys don't watch the show for free.
Oh, yeah, very cheap graphics.
The graphics on the show are the cheapest things. They posterize everything and turn up the saturation.
Yeah.
Two, the executive producers of the show are Kim and Chris Kardashian. Mm-hmm. So they're bullshit right now. They can pull out $35 to get a nice little graphics package to just put the shit together. They have like a Comic Sans font outside of their house. Mm-hmm. Also, why are these houses so motherfucking empty? There is nothing in these houses.
No furniture.
No furniture. They got three apples. There's nothing in there. Like, I can't. And then, like, China is beautiful in pictures. These wigs have hard lace on the edge.
Oh, man.
I mean, and then, like, she had this one middle part where it was, like, the lace front, and then the part was set so wide, it looked like they put, like, clay in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? It's just, like...
It's like she...
What is it? Like, were they not ready?
I think they're, like, trying to set them up or something.
Were they not ready for TV or something? This is so...
Okay, like, the Kardashians are who people love to hate right now, or actually hate right now. So it's, like, they're huge. And then you have this woman who's entering the family and she essentially like hates them. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people, it's kind of interesting to kind of see that dynamic. The fact that she's with their brother, not only with, but having a child by him. Mm-hmm. And then add in the element of one of the sisters being with her baby daddy. It's just like, it's a lot. It's not the most interesting show because you've seen everything, you know, everything that's going to happen. Mm. And that's like the Kardashians. Anyway, you watch a show and it's like all this has been out in the tabloids on the internet prior. So it's like, it's not anything new.
Is the Kardashian show just like Robin China? Like, in the sense of, like, they kind of just sit around and, like...
They sit around, they go on trips.
Come up with things.
They come up with, like, little...
things to do.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm gonna see who's the paternity of my dad. Or, like,
right.
you know, like, it's not anything, like...
Oh, they need writers. Know. They need better writers.
Yeah.
Like, because I remember, like, there were fun shows, like... And maybe it was because it was in the age of innocence or something mm-hmm. like that with reality TV. Because there was The Newlyweds. And that was fun. The Ashley Simpson show. You were learning how she made her album. There was The Road Rules, where they actually did physical challenges.
Yeah.
And, like, Real World, where they went out and got jobs. Do they even do that anymore?
They don't do jobs anymore. I still watch Real World.
In Real World, they used to, like, explore the city. And it was, like, a tourism-type show.
Yeah. Now and they just get drunk, party, fight, have sex, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Bad Girls Club. It used to be about becoming a better person. No. And now it's Rob and China, celebrities that are in your face every time. Every time I open up Snapchat, the first story on those little story panes is about one of the Kardashian or Jenner girls or Black China. Mm-hmm. And then you see it on Instagram, all their business, Baller Alert, what's the other one? Shade Room, mm-hmm. whatever. And then they want to have a show revealing the truth.
We like know
you
just it. Said,
you, we already know everything. What happened to the nobodies? Like, where are the nobodies?
Did you see what he just posted on Twitter like yesterday?
The phone number.
Yeah, he posted his sister's phone number and all this stuff. It's like you're kind of unstable because you. Why?
Kind are of. The whole show is about how unstable he is. The whole show is about, and I'm so sick. Rob, Rob's been fat, so this is not a new thing. And like, so if he feels bad about his weight. He has the money to have someone come in and cook and make him exercise and do whatever. He has money for stylists and stuff like that. Or do they? Because they do have empty houses.
I think it's just a lack of willpower at this point.
Exactly. So just let the boy be fat. Like, why does anyone really
Well, no one wants to let him be fat because he's, like, so depressed about it. He won't, you know, he gets a stylist and then he's like, oh, I can't fit anything. Or I don't like the way this looks on me. He gets the gym person and it's like, then he goes and eats six whatchamacallit bars. So it's just like... I don't know. It's something deeper than...
It's him, and that needs to be done. Handling therapy?
Not you know on what TV. I mean?
And then also, sidebar... Well, not sidebar. In the show, Robin China, there's a scene in the episode that I watched. It was the one where... One of the baby daddies, the asshole. What's his name?
Tiger?
He's short.
Scott?
He's white. Scott.
Yeah.
He put cameras up in Rob's... Mm-hmm. Whatever. That episode. Anyway, so there was a scene where Kris Kardashian, aka Maleficent, is in the scene, whatever. And... One of her daughters, I think it was Kendall, called her and was like having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And so they're sitting around talking, and then Kris is like, she's having a panic attack. And then gives the phone to what's his face again? I forget his name, the white dude.
Scott.
Gives the phone to him, and he's like, you want to hear about my life? My parents died, and my marriage ended, or whatever the fuck he said, things like that. And then they're like, okay, bye. Hung up the phone and left it.
I'm like, this is real.
You guys are not able to handle mental illnesses. Whatsoever. Your daughter's having a panic attack. Your son has been depressed for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, the way that he exits situations, just so nonchalant, just like, what was the thing? They're supposed to go overseas, and he was like, yeah, I'm not gonna come.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
It was just like, this isn't this your job to show up, though? You know what I mean?
Like your one job that you have to do.
I don't.
I mean, if you think about the term of role models, there are so many people that look like, that idolize them, and it's like, I want to be them. You know,
you
there's
be
so
that.
Many people that
they do
want.
The same shit I do. I don't have any furniture in my house, and I don't got shit to do all day.
You have a lot.
Okay. I have a lot. I don't look up to them. I look up to Liberace. Okay. But they, I mean, it's just so lame. Like, how is this entertainment? And like you said, like, how could these people be role models?
Because people look at their outward appearance, and that can take over. They can be a really ugly person inside, or just be really vapid and shallow. Like, there's been episodes, you know, the Kardashians, where they're fighting over purses, and it's like, you get these purses for free. Like, Rob gave his iPad or something to China for Christmas, and Kendall and Kylie, like, freaked out, and it's just like... But you get these things for free.
They come in gift bags. You know, they come to events.
Exactly. You probably have seven.
Right.
I don't know. It's very interesting. And like when you look on Twitter, you know, these really young kids, and they make these fake accounts about all these stars, Justin Bieber, Selena, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
They like will die. Like they literally say that I will die if you don't tweet me back. It's just like, at what point does, you know, you looking up to someone as a role model become obsessive and like you need to get your head checked out?
That's true.
You know? I don't know.
In my mind, role models have always been like positive figures, people that are doing things very well, people that have tried or have tried and failed and then shown success after regaining, you know, redemption stories.
That's how
stories.
I look at it.
It's never been these people are on TV making money, getting seven iPads and gift bags because one laying on her back and got filmed getting nutted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole reason they're on TV. They're all on TV because Kim Kardashian had a sex tape and was smart enough to make some money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
There's no other reason.
But
they could have been just sending in money from daddy's OJ child. You know what I mean? They could have done that. But there's some shamelessness that comes with fame. And, like, fame and role models don't really go hand in hand, especially today.
For us, no. But for a lot of people, it does. Like, it's kind of sad. sad to see it, especially when it's like certain people like that.
It's fucked up.
It is. Being pretty right now in the world is just is enough to be a role model. It really is. Like, think about, you probably don't watch Basketball Wives with Drea. She said some really shitty things about people who aren't thin, about, like, I don't know. She just has a really skewed.
Drea Michelle, the one who had a clothing line called Fag. Fine ass girls. Oh. Yes. She had her clothing line that was called Fine Ass Girls, and all of her t-shirts said Fag on it.
Drea. Oh my God.
Drea Michelle.
Oh my gosh.
Role model. She's mother also of the year.
That would leave her kid at home while, you know,
I know that much.
I don't know. Anyway, but she's pretty, so she's my role model. That's how people look at it.
Drink water, eat veggies, wash your face at night, get furniture.
Don't be surprised if she asks with a kiss. Hey guys, so I was told that I need to introduce this next segment.
I've been doing a lot of talking this
episode. Because you always do, and you know what? It's always about you. So anyway.
Thank you guys for continuing to show.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
All right, go on.
So this is our segment where we kind of get real sponsors from our fake sponsors.
We pray.
It's been very successful so far.
In the fact that we get a couch.
Yeah, that he paid for.
Yeah. So IKEA will still talk.
So, who do you have, sir?
Well, I want to hearken back to an old sponsor just to remind them that you guys are my sponsor. Nissan. Didn't get the email.
Nissan? As in Nissan?
Nissan. I didn't get the email that I thought we agreed on. But if you guys could go ahead and just send me the car at this point. I need that Rogue. I need it in pearl white. Actually, you know what? I'll send my specifications. I also noticed that you guys have weird accessories on your website. They have a hatchback tent that you can buy for $350. It's a literal tent that has a net.
Maybe
that
you should just get the tent first and then they'll get you the car.
That's still $350. Okay, so what I'm saying is $0, Nissan, and I will take a picture with my car every goddamn day. So thank you, Nissan, for staying tuned in and remembering that you are my sponsor. But I also want to shout out to my new sponsor this week, which is the Missouri Lottery, for not making me go through any of the bullshit. Just give me the money. You know what I mean? I don't too much go to 7-Elevens, so I want to thank you so much for just letting me skip the process.
Right.
And just get the money with no tax. IRS, I want to thank you guys for just taking a backseat on this one. And just letting me have my lump sum. BMP.
Yeah, we're going to be besties with the IRS for sure. We need to connect in there.
Okay.
This week, my fake sponsor is Aldi's, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. All the good grocery stores. Because groceries are expensive. And I'm tired of spending a lot of money on food. And to be healthy, you just have to spend some time. So anyway, I'm thankful for you guys sending all these coupons and
having a personal shopper. Okay.
And even cooking for me. I really appreciate
it. Right. Shout out Chef D. What's good? What we got Chef this D. morning? What we got this morning?
Let's see. So yeah, I appreciate you guys and
So it's Perfect 26 time. If you guys haven't listened to the show before or don't know what Perfect 26 is, we do 26 challenges in a year, 2-week challenges to try to make our lives better so we become the perfect 26-year-olds. So last week we had our own challenges. I'll let you start. So your challenge last week was to pamper yourself. How did that go?
Did you not see my dances?
Your what?
I'm dancing right now.
Oh, and okay, so because of your nails.
Yeah,
yes, you did get
what
your nails.
What a dummy!
Look at nails like that.
Pampering myself, actually, like, I just sat there and, like, relaxed, like, in the bathtub and just, like, you know, all the stuff that you do to look, okay.
So she was talking about shaving her vagina?
No, like...
Oh. So what? Did you do your challenge?
I don't even know what's going on. So I did my challenge for the most part. Like, I mean, it's not... I think pampering yourself is not an everyday thing. That's why it's...
No, shit.
Right? Or like...
Who has pampering yourself money like
okay?
that?
Okay. But some things you don't have to spend money on. It's just like being just relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's
treating
what I consider...
Treating yourself right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like... It's not a problem. It's not necessarily a problem for me. It's just... making that a priority when I'm stressed out or whatever. So
I also want to make a point to you have been pampering yourself with like getting your groceries and making sure that you're mm-hmm. cooking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because that is relieving stress of, wow, I just spent $16 mm-hmm. on one meal.
Yeah.
You know, where I could spend $16 on half of my groceries.
Or, no, yeah. I was going to say I spent $13.59 for groceries for this entire week.
Right.
Like that is insane.
Guys, please go support your local Aldi and stuff like that. Because the more time you go to these stores, I mean, if, depending on how it works and wherever you're from, but like the more you go to these stores, that means that the better quality products are going to be there. So we have really good fresh produce in our Aldi.
Yeah.
We have great, like I got coconut butter because I'm like trying to stay away from like dairy products and stuff right now. But like
cheese?
Cheese is still in.
Okay.
Cheese is still in, but it's very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I'm done with milk and like dairy creamer for coffee and stuff like that. So I switched from like butter to coconut butter, and I would have never seen coconut butter because it's not usually at Aldi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But because I guess the Aldi that I go to is really popular, they have really nice items for like vegan and vegetarians to like use alternatives and stuff like that. So keep going to those stores because we need it. People like me and Khadisi, we need it.
You go to that Aldi's by that high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By my old high school.
I'll just buy the beauty supply.
Okay, so those must be different Aldi's. Yeah. Those are different Aldi's.
I haven't seen coconut that butter.
One, no, don't go to that one. Here, I'll show you.
I probably won't go there anymore because it had like a bug in one of the bags.
Listen, you know, that's not a good one.
and the cucumbers were like really huge. Like, you know how they pump them?
We should go on a trip to the really good Aldi that my mom goes to.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Next
we'll do
week.
That. Anyway. Okay, sorry. But sorry. Yeah, that pampering yourself.
Yes.
I wanted to try to get less screen time last couple
weeks. No, but I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting. You can lie and tell them.
No, I would never tell them that I did.
Go ahead and tell them how you did. Go ahead.
I did it. I'm gonna let Khadisi tell.
He did. I feel like you announced that you were gonna do this challenge.
While
and then
I was
you
on
just
my phone.
Fucked up. Yeah. While you were on your phone. Like
I was like on my phone.
He's been on his phone since like
consistently.
In your face. You can be talking to him eye to eye.
And I just pick it up.
And he just picks it up.
Yep.
And it's just very rude.
It is very rude.
And I hope you lose friends and followers for being such a shitty person.
It's probably not gonna happen. But I think I failed my challenge
completely,
hardcore.
Miserably.
I definitely rely on my phone as a crutch. And at first I was like, okay, this must be ADHD and I just need things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think actually what I need is something, or what I'm going to try, because it might not be the attention, because I'm actually paying attention to whatever people are saying, usually. But I think what it is I need something to fidget with. So I saw that they have this little product out. It's like a little square. It has like knobs and turn, whatever, little things like that. So I can find an alternative.
So you're going to go and buy something?
I'm not buying that. I'm going to buy something that I can.
You're going to buy something is what I'm saying.
Yes, I can go to a craft store and get some little something to hold. Anyway, something that I can fidget with, like in my pocket or something like that. Pause. And I could just try to make an alternative to using my phone and just be like playing with that. It's less annoying than clicking a pin, which is my other alternative, so.
There's a lot of alternatives, like actually listening and engaging.
A lot of times I'm talking to you and a lot of times you're not talking about shit, so.
You know what? That's a lot of times that I'm talking to you.
Well,
you think
doing
I
a good
fucking
job
care about your dusty ass dog and your fucking.
You better care about
that
fucking dusty ass dog. You better care about my fucking dusty ass dog.
You ain't talking about shit ever.
I'm always talking about shit.
I need to listen to you right now.
Well.
Anyway, so we do two.
So we're going to move on to our next week's challenges. So my challenge for next week, I'm going to try to watch a movie every day. And it's something that I used to do. Look, don't set me up for failure, okay?
Because
I used to do it. I'm bad at watching TV, but movies are only 2 hours, if that. And it gives me something to do at home. It makes me stay inside. And I've already kind of been doing it.
Do you
suggested
movies that we can send to you?
Suggest me some Netflix movies. I like horror movies a lot. I like indie, usually I like an indie drama. I was trying to watch like the gay movies. There's some good ones out there, but usually it's about some white dudes that I can't relate to.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any good movies, send them my way. I'd love to find something to do. I have to watch 14 of them, so.
Oh my goodness, I have to. So funny.
I mean, well, we might watch some together.
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't
want to. Unless it's like what I want to watch, and I have a Lynx.
Oh, I don't.
Man, no, I don't
want to watch that. I want to watch whatever's on Netflix. Hulu has the worst movies in the fucking world.
I think I'm about like losing my Hulu account because I don't really use it.
I use someone else's. It's my old roommates and
listen to the show. And now you know.
She don't listen to this. But the password, like it, she has her child lock on there, so I can't even watch R-rated movies on it. Anyway. So if you guys have any good suggestions for me, send them away.
Yeah, definitely. He needs all the help he can get.
What's your challenge?
So back to me, because this is all about me.
All about Khadisi. Khamisi. What's up?
Excuse me. So my challenge this week is like a big one for me because...
Go on, I'm just nervous.
Sorry. I made a face. Right, I'm like, oh shit.
I made a face.
Because it's about me focusing more on, you know, vlogging, and I've already like recorded I guess you call them episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I never like put them out or anything yet, but I think I wanna like change my strategy and where I wanna go. So I think I'm gonna take like, you know, some time this week, next week, whatever, just get that strategy on hand, just to film whatever.
Yeah.
And just make it become whatever it is I want to do. Because no time is better than now.
Okay.
To just get it over with.
And plus, we're wearing cute clothes now because it's fall.
Okay. Well, this
2 days
cute.
Ago. Right. Cute. Okay.
I don't know. My strategy is more, the focus I want to go on is more like me eating better because, you know, there are people who, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
They don't know
how to do it.
Like genetically, like even when I was skinny, I've always had thicker bones. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know. When I was really athletic, I still ate really, really poor. So I've never ate healthy in LA.
Right. I don't think
I
have either.
So that's even when I was really skinny, I probably wasn't healthy from food because I eat one meal a day and work out for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, doing all these sports. So yeah, I was skinny because a bitch wasn't eating.
Right.
You know? And then when I, you know, stopped working, I was like, well, shit. So anyway, I'm, you know, going to, you know, be going to the gym and all these things that I want to do.
Right.
And I want to put more of a focus on it. So I'm going to just kind of vlog those things and we'll talk later when I make it public.
I love that because, you know, that is actually one of my challenges that will fall.
Yeah.
It'll happen sometime this year.
Yeah.
Is to vlog a week of my life because there's nothing like... like these challenges, the pressure of having to tell people whether you did it or not,
okay.
It helps. And then the thing about holding yourself accountable is like, it's on video now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not just checking in every 2 weeks like we do, you know?
Like, bitch, your face got video. Bigger. Like, I don't know.
And they will tell.
Okay.
They will say it. When you're vlogging, are you going to release it so that our viewers... You should put it on the YouTube or on our Facebook page for anyone following the Facebook.
Okay.
And just put like a sample video. Like clips.
I'll do a sample.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, these are clips from each day. It's not the finished product, but
yeah.
I actually did my challenge.
I'll do that.
Okay.
That's what I'll do.
Perfect.
Starting today. I'm going to film today.
All right. Well, I'm leaving this in the show, so they're going to hear it. So they're going to be expecting it.
Okay.
All right.
What the fuck does that mean? Do you really want to go
I'm
there?
Just making sure. Shit. So anyway, if you're going to watch a movie every day, you're going to be doing my challenge. If you are going to be vlogging yourself, which sounds like a really fun challenge, then you're going to be doing Khadisi's challenge. Keep in touch with us and let us know what you guys are doing using
and
hashtag...
the black tape. Oh.
Using hashtag perfect26.
All right. Hey guys, so we've come to the end of our show.
Yes, we have.
And unfortunately... this is also Stroke's last time being a part of this show.
I want to thank you all so much for your love and support throughout this process, but I will be leaving the black table. Khadisi will now be continuing the show. It'll be called The Khadisi Show. So
thank you!
That's not true.
Major key!
We would never do something that stupid. All right.
So anyway, yeah, if you've got any comments about anything that you've heard or you just want to like let us know that you listen, which we really appreciate, you can email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us mostly on Twitter at blacktablepod, on Instagram at theblacktablepod, and also on Facebook. You can either search The Black Table Pod or The Black Table Podcast.
There we go. And then also you can listen listen to us on anything that you listen to your podcast on, any kind of app. If we're not on the app that you use, just let us know and we'll try to get on there. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Your ratings and reviews on iTunes definitely help with our visibility a lot more than the other apps, because I don't think that they're really integrated to so many apps. So iTunes is the best place to leave those reviews. And if you don't even want to write a review, just go ahead and rate us. You don't have to write anything. You can just hit that 5 stars or just hit the 5 stars.
Just hit the 5 stars.
It's okay. And then also follow us individually online. I'm going to be at STFU Strokes anywhere online. Majority, I'm just using Twitter and Tumblr.
And you can find me mostly on Twitter at Khadisi. That's K-H. A as in apple, D as in dog, E as in E, and then S-I.
All right, apple doggy E's. We're going to get out of here today. Thank you again for sitting at the table with us. We love you.
You can sit with me.
Don't sit with her. She don't even go. They don't even have.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! All up in my contacts. All up in my contacts. Where the hell my phone? Hey. Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Hey. How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Hey. Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? Hey. How I'm supposed to get home?
But you're holding it.
Oh.